minor magic. Although not artistically inclined, author Sue sought to film it in a sense of wholeness through the use of markers, crayons, and poetry. Her three books, Wake Up Your Magic, Find Your Dancing Heart, and The Red Polka Dot Pillow, plus her memo pads and Color Me Happy postcards, all celebrate the real you within you. Sue's has been featured in the Boston Sunday Globe, Body, Mind, and Spirit magazine, Winchester Star, Woburn Journal, and the Medford Transcript. Today, Susan is going to share this enchanted process with you. Wake Up Your Magic is a collection of creative empowerment activities designed to guide you through positive personal change, working from the inside out. Through interactive books and activities, circle power groups, and innovative coaching, Susan has created easy, useful steps that any individual or group can complete with confidence. Susan, welcome to It's Your Health on Thinking Out Loud on WUML 91.5 FM.
Lisa, thank you. I'm so privileged to be here today.
Oh, I'm so happy to have you here. Now, Susan, on your wonderful website, you write, quote, having been brought up in a decade where women were expected to attend a women's college, become nurses or teachers, marry early, and follow authority, I took a different path. Not fitting the mold of traditional midlife seeker, I questioned my feelings, choices, and expectations. So, Susan, can you tell us more about this and how this different path led you to wake up your magic?
Oh, Lisa, I would love to. You know, it's so interesting. I followed that traditional path, as you said, and there was a void. There was an emptiness. You know, I achieved great things in the business world. I have a lovely family. I had a lovely, lovely husband. But that empty peace that I think so many of us are experiencing now in this ever-changing world, so I sought to find answers.
Mm-hmm.
The traditional self-help books, and for a kinesthetic visual look, they were all words, words, words. And then I turned to just what you said so beautifully. I turned to drawing and writing, which I found out later is technically called expressive arts.
Oh, interesting. And you mentioned crayons. I love crayons. And I'm not a very good artist, but it sounds like that's not really the issue. I mean, I still draw like I'm five, you know, little flowers and stuff. I'm not very artistically inclined. But I'm feeling that might not matter.
It doesn't matter when who. Interestingly enough,
uh-huh.
My books are illustrated. And I am not the illustrator. I'm the originator. I'm the innovator.
Mm-hmm.
I'm the visionary. So It's using that inner wisdom. It's tapping into our own GBSs, so to speak, our inner navigational system.
Oh, okay.
That's what the crayons do. That's what the doodling does. That's what the movement, improv, all those wonderful things do. They tap into that 95% that truly is unconscious. It's really called the reticulating activating system of the brain when you do this kind of thing. So we think it's mindless work. Honestly, it is quite mindful of what it brings up for you. It's extraordinary, actually. It's fun.
Oh, that's great. And what kind of movement?
What kind of movement? I do all sorts of movement. I do, you know, in my little workshops I mean, now we're doing, you know, professional groups, but we will do improv kind of things. We will do acting. We will actually, you know, read the poetry from my books, and we will stand, and we will do that kind of thing. Anything that moves, it's not anything like authentic dance, much more spontaneous. Again, tapping parts of ourselves that really we've left go by, haven't we?
Yeah, that's true. No, it sounds super fun. And I'd love to hear about the Wake Up Your Magic Circle, also known as Circle Power.
Oh, how nice. we're very, very excited about this. For years, Lisa, I did groups myself. And then I saw this tremendous niche for people to be able to do groups and to have them spread sort of like dominoes, kind of that multiplying piece.
Mm-hmm.
So a Circle Power group, I call them Wake Up Your Magic Circle Power group, is five or more people doing a group in unison using one of my books. And then to go further, which I hope you're going to ask me about.
Oh, of course.
we have created a Heal From Within. put in Circle Power Facilitator
Pack. Love the names of the package. You have the Dazzle, the Brilliance, and the Radiance. And I those are lovely.
Thank you. Thank you.
And the Dazzle, I believe, is that the biggest? Or and then they go from there? How does that work, the packages?
So the Dazzle is 25 books, 25 starter kits, which is that little pocket size I was talking about. And then you get 25 being 25 Wake Up Your Magic books. And then you get the facilitator packet. And then you get individual coaching from me. So anything that comes up or anything that you need to make that group go smoothly, you can use my innovative coaching. And then the Brilliance is 10 books, 10 starter kits, that wonderful Heal From Within, the Pinnacle of Self-Empowerment Group facilitator packet. And again, you get an hour of my coaching, and then it goes down to Radiance, which is 555, and they're so well priced that really it's cheaper to buy the whole thing. And you can also do it as a money-making project. Say you're an health center and you want to turn around and sell my books. You know, you're getting wholesale prices.
Oh, that's
so
great.
So it's got so many advantages.
And if you can walk us through, I mean, I know there's probably a lot of steps, but if there's, you know, just give us an example as if we were in a circle right now. Like, how would you start? What kind of things would we be doing?
Well, how we start, I think you've asked a wonderful question, is I have found after years of working with people and doing groups myself, if I started like many groups of just check-in, people are in a pretty heavy place these days. So we start literally with a children's activity, like you've been saying, Lisa, how you love to color.
Yeah.
You might color a flower and put all your attributes and your gifts in it. But I'm apt to do something like row, row, row your boat or, you know, have a kid's tea party or something. People are giddy. Then they open up to that deeper place, that deeper, wonderful wisdom within. And then as you go through in my book, you know, I talk about how they check in, how you use the timer, how you allot the pages. And another piece that I love this, is I always end with what I call a cherished circle. You know, it's like you've said all those nice things about me.
Uh-huh.
You leave right now, you think, I feel good about this circle, and I feel good about what's happened. So counterclockwise, people tell what they cherish about each other, and then we go the opposite way. And so they always go out in a good place. And, of course, they always have a wake up your magic, because this is all about waking up your magic from that deep slumber. They always go have a wake up your magic buddy for accountability, you know, for reliability to check in with. So it really works beautifully.
Yeah, it sounds like it's great if you know, you're a real stressed out person and you need to have some fun and creativity and joy in your life.
I think joy is huge, and I think you having this wonderful health program,
you know.
It's all about balance, isn't it? It's
mm-hmm.
mind, body, spirit. And I like to think of it as gentle healing.
Yes. Yeah, and I think joy is something that's overlooked when, you know, I mean, they talk about laughter as medicine, but it's true. Laughing, being free, having fun, that contributes greatly to health.
It does, and Norman Cousins, of course, did all that work on this. So then you take that to another level with the fun and the playfulness, and it's almost sometimes a meditative state, it's almost sometimes a giddy state, takes you again to so many pieces of yourself that are proven, again, to express fun. It's very scientifically proven, all this. It's not just fun. I think it's fun to think it's fun.
Oh, yeah.
But, boy, it changes people.
I bet.
It's remarkable.
Yeah, and it's great that you have your television program in Winchester, if you can tell us a little bit about that.
Well, I'm very excited about it. I've had it for 2 years. And it's all about having inspiring guests like Lisa Davis.
And I know that you have some interesting stories as well. And actually, one that I read about on your site was you had the privilege to meet a 24-year-old woman named Alessandra, and you said she was a shining example of wake up your magic. If you can tell us about her, and then I know there was another person as well.
Oh, I'd love to talk about her. She was a youngster in high school and had a dream of becoming a chef.
Oh, cool.
And her guidance counselor said, you know, like, she gave her no credit. And this kid said, this is what I'm going to do, and I'm going to go to Suffolk University. And the guidance counselor said, no, no, you just apply to community colleges.
What?
Well, she followed her gut. She wrote her college entrance, you know, when they write their essay, all about her vision, her dream, just like we're talking about in Wake Up Your Magic, of going deeper within. She was very clear. Today, she has this remarkable restaurant, and
oh,
it's in her father's building, but it happens stage by stage. She has 24 people working for her.
Wow.
She is a graduate of Suffolk. She was spotlighted a couple years ago in the Suffolk magazine with, as she says, all sorts of prestigious grown-ups. But again, it's a true Wake Up Your Magic story if you go piece by piece by piece. I mean, she followed her belief. She had focus. She had fun. She followed through.
Oh, that's good. That's very important. And having that belief in yourself, especially when others are doubting you. So, Susan, tell me more about yourself and, how you woke up your own magic.
Well, Lisa, this is a wonderful question because this was my own experience of using the Wake Up Your Magic processes, tips, and techniques. I had something called polymyalgia, and I know you've had a lot of health people on.
No, but I don't know about that, and I'm sure our listeners, they might not be familiar. If you can tell us what that is.
Polymyalgia is more fibromyalgia, that you are so stiff in every part of your body.
Oh, my goodness.
That your platelets are high, your sed rate is high. You can hardly walk. It just seems to get worse. And it usually is brought on by a trauma, and I had compressed my pelvis. And so I was trying all sorts of things, and I'm very much into holistic medicine, and nothing was working, and I was just crying and crying and blaming and being the victim. You know, anybody that tried to help me, I thought they didn't know, and the traditional doctors I was screaming at, internally, not particularly externally.
Yeah.
I was in total rage, and I just cried and cried, and for some reason, intuitively, I got the hit. You better go back to what you do and believe in yourself, just what I'm preaching. So I started to write my third book, The Red Polka Dot Pillow. And when my vibration and when my energy level changed from victim to really more of a victor, very gradually, the right doctors, the right practitioners, the right holistic practices came world.
Oh, that's
so I said it. It's out there.
I'm so glad. I'm so glad that you have. And I just think you're wonderful. And you have such magic and such a glow about you. And if you can tell people how to contact you, that would be wonderful.
I would love to. It is wakeupyourmagic.com. And you can go to my website, and through my website, you can come to my email.
Susan, I lost you again.
Shoot.
Yeah, that's okay. What's your email address?
Okay, my email address is wakeupyourmagic.com. I'll say it again, wakeupyourmagic.com. And my email is suz@guild.com. But if you go to my website, you can connect with me there. My phone number's there. My there. I have a Wake Up Your Magic moment I would love to send out to you if you send me your email. I would be delighted.